What is TWS podcast episode, whatever? Who cares at this point?
The rant with the vindicated.
It's my podcast. I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready. I feel like the end is staring at my watch, and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
They still ain't ready all this time, 111 episodes in, and they still ain't ready, Rich.
Yeah, I think we are. Fuck. I forgot until just now, because this is episode 112, right?
This is episode 112.
Yeah, so before we started, I was like, damn, we should play some 112.
And, get some room 112 going there.
Yeah. Totally slipped my mind until I read the number on the note. All
right, I'm going to say, I think my favorite 112 song is Letter. That joint, your letter. That used to be,
man,
my shit.
Everybody used to love that joint.
That used to be my one. Peaches and Cream is pretty good. And what's the other?
I need it because you know that I'm a fiend.
And then You Already Know. That's on the GTA. That's on the, not GTA. That's on the GTD mixtape. But that's the freaky side. That's after you done already sealed the deal, and you just trying to make sure, you know, you get some work in before the night is over.
Mm-hmm.
But I digress. This is the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I am J.Dot Flan, and once again, joining me via the miracle of the interwebs is my brother Rich Nerd.
You.
And we are the White Pants Society. I wanted to start this one off before I get into all the fun shit. I wanted to start this one off with a question for you, Rich.
Yep, yep.
Have you ever seen a commercial for bacon? And I'm not talking like a commercial for an item that has bacon in it, like a bacon cheeseburger or something bacon flavored, but just a flat out commercial for bacon.
I feel like I've had this conversation or something near it recently, and for some reason I want to say I have, but I feel like I can't honestly remember. But bacon is one of those universal things where you just don't have to advertise
it. Exactly. When something is good, and we all know it's good, you don't have to advertise. You can actually sell something else by saying it has bacon in it. And I say all this to say, because we just did the Emperor's New Clothes episode, if you're cool, you don't have to tell nobody you're cool. If you're a genius, you don't have to tell nobody you're a genius. If you dope at anything, you don't have to walk around constantly reminding people that you dope. People will know. And so when you do all of this extra convincing me that you are something cool, dope, the best, a genius, I feel like you're selling me something. And I don't take sales pitches very well. So I just wanted to get that out there. Like, if something truly is what it is, we all know what it is, and you don't have to remind us every 5 seconds. Just put it out there and let it be great. I'm stepping down off the soapbox now.
I tend to agree.
Be bacon. It's pretty much what I'm saying. Be bacon. Just be dope, and everybody know you dope. All right. TTCharities.org. People, please remember that the situation in Flint, Michigan is still ongoing. We are talking about tax-paying, water bill-paying American citizens that are without a staple of life, clean water. So if you can, check out the website, donate what you can, even if all you can do is repost or retweet the message, share it with somebody who can donate, whatever. It's all appreciated. I know that they've done more. They've contributed more than 14,000 gallons of clean water to the people of Flint, Michigan. The bureaucracy and the government up there is trying to get rid of some of the programs that were providing clean water to these people. So let's be our brother's keeper. Let's take care of our own. Let's not put it on anybody else. Let's do what we can to make sure our folks are good. TTCharities.org. Check them out. Do what you can.
Definitely. Yeah, that whole situation is crazy. Not the segue, but that whole situation is like legit fucking crazy.
It's insane. It doesn't make sense for a country like the United States to have people without clean water.
Living like the third world. It's crazy.
That makes sense. Make America great again by going to TTCharities.org. Fuck, We're trying to talk
make
about.
The water clean again.
Hey, fuck that. Yeah, that's what we need. We need make water clean again shirts, hats, and all that good stuff. All right, but we do got some big announcements. Rich, I'm going to let you take this one.
Yeah, we're doing a lot. We've been trying to, you know, get our secondary projects on the off the ground. You know, TWS Multimedia is working on a lot of content. So shout out to Brother Teach, heading up Encore Entertainment. Encore has a standing, event every Saturday night, Encore Saturdays, hosted out of Hanover's 2. So we're going to be out there this weekend. They have an artist coming out, Javé. She's having her album release party. She's going to be, singing a few of the songs live. Beautiful, soulful voice. So we're just going to be out there living it up, enjoying some good music, good food, good people, and just enjoying the atmosphere with Encore. And, you know, TWS is going to be on location. So if you guys are free, if you're in the Austin area, come on out and help support us, support them, and support the movement.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to it. Hanover's too is a dope spot. Good food, great atmosphere, great place to be. You know, being here in Austin for, you know, as long as I have, I'm just going to say it. You got that question every once in a while, like, where we at?
Yeah.
It sometimes can be hard to find, you know, places for us. Hanover's is definitely one of them spots. Definitely looking forward to checking out the artist. You know, like, dope voice, great music. I think it's going to be a good night. So if you can find your way out there, definitely come hang out with us at Hanover's on Saturday night. Saturday the 16th, right?
Yep, Saturday the 16th. Doors open at 8. It's $5 before 11 p.m. to get in. You know, they're going to have kitchen open all night, $5 wine and well specials, all types of food and drink specials all night.
Oh, so, shit. Yeah,
and every time I've gone to Hanover, it's been good. We went out there. They had the Brandy event. They had Raheem Devon out there we went to. So it's going to be real good.
Yeah, we were there for the finals.
Short-lived
series, but whatever.
So I'm ready. That's one of the topics we're going to get into tonight. But, yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, all right. So, shit, man. Let's just, we'll segue to that real quick.
Yeah, let's get that one out the way because I don't want to dwell on it too much.
Yeah, they brought the brooms out. Golden State went ahead and finished the sweep.
Yeah, they closed them out quick. If you haven't heard, like he said, Golden State swept the fuck out of the Cavs.
So, I don't know, man. I've seen a lot of hurt Cavs fans. I still
it's real.
I'm still for real though. Like, y'all was really Cavalier fans prior to LeBron. How hurt are you? Like, how hurt can you possibly be? Like, this is not the team you grew up with. This is the team you jumped on not too long ago. So, how hurt are you really?
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know. And it was a couple years ago when I finally realized, I got to stop getting so personally invested in sports franchises and shit that goes on with sports teams, you know. Like, you sit there and you watch the finals, and, you know, let's say you are a Cavs fan. The Cavs get swept. Some people really get, emotionally down about it. Like, you hurt. You sad. You angry. You don't want to go to work the next day because you know people going to have shit to say to you. You know, it really gets to you. And then I thought about it. I'm like, the dude that actually played the game, that actually went out, gave 100% and lost, is going to go home. It's going to be sad, but he's going to drive home in a Bentley and go home to a mansion. And, you know, his life is not bad or over. Like, shit is still pretty fucking good for him. So, I don't know how sad I should be.
Nah, I ain't fucking sad. Fuck that.
Oh, I ain't sad because I wasn't rooting for the Cavs, though.
Man, making all of that money.
But before we get off this topic, though, can we get a petition or something going. We need to just, somebody needs to attack KD, you know, put him in the headlock, and we all take turns, you know, brushing his head. We need to get that taken care of. He's a two-time finals MVP. Nah, DC can't look like that. Like, the DMV, we can't stand for this no more. Gotta do something,
bro. It's gonna look clean. As soon as he quit and he becomes an announcer, he gonna start combing his shit just like Paul Pierce did. Sidebar, the hate on KD right now is real. Like, people are upset. Like, damn, I hate this man.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what folks are going, you know, want to say. I mean, if you are a LeBron fan, I mean, we right now sitting having the discussion about where is he going to go. You know, he's done this now, what, 2-3 times? He went to Miami and, you know, jumped back to the Cavs, got the players he wanted on the Cavs, you know, won a championship, lost some of those guys, and now it's like I'm about to dip again, find a better situation. So, I mean, how mad can you be at KD? It's the same shit. Like, he invented
same
the game.
Exact shit.
He invented it, and he's still doing it. Like, if he goes to Houston, you know what it is. Like, if he goes, you know, I don't know. L.A. got a young team. He goes there, you know what it is. He go to the 76ers, that's a playoff team. You know what it is. Like, come on, people.
See, my thing, too, I if he leaves, I don't care. But I want him to stay in the East Coast. Like, I need him to stay in the East Coast. I need the Warriors to go up against somebody else in the finals. You know what I mean? And it's probably going to be LeBron's team, but I don't want the finals to be another play. The playoffs is the finals, and then you got some other beers. I need a hard opponent's pause in the finals.
I mean, as much as as much as LeBron tried this year, like, that's pretty much what it was. We knew that the winner of that Houston Golden State series was the NBA champ. It was just how many games is it going to take them? You know, so I don't know. The NBA is what it is. Let's see. What else we got, Rich?
Man, so before we get into anything, I got to ask. Have you heard this dumb shit about this motherfucker who took the kids hostage?
You know what, Rich? I know it's a setup, but no, I have not.
Well, here we go.
Here we go.
For another round of guests. The ethnicity.
The tables have turned. All right, I'm ready.
So, this is, man, this is, this some shit. I hope you're ready for it. This some shit. I'm going to tell you the story, and then I'll sprinkle in facts if you need to hear some more. All
right. And you know, I don't know. I'm in one of their moves tonight, so I'm going to say white right now. Go ahead.
All right, so here's the scenario. Boyfriend beat up mom.
Uh-huh.
Mom ran out the house for help. Boyfriend takes the kids hostage. Cop shows up. The boyfriend shoots the cops. And now there's a standoff.
All right.
What's your first impression?
So I guess it's boyfriend or just everybody in the situation?
Oh, no. So it's just the boyfriend, the motherfucking kids he got hostage, in the house, barred up, bunkered down, and SWAT outside trying to defuse the situation.
SWAT is trying to defuse the situation?
SWAT is trying to get the kids out safely. You know, they don't want to barge in and he accidentally shoot a kid or something like that. So the kids are young. They're ranging in age from like 1 to 8. It's a 1-year-old, a 3-year-old, like a 7-year-old, 8-year-old. Like it's young kids. He got them hostage at gunpoint.
All right, I'm still going to double down on white. For some reason, I feel like if had this been a family of color, zero fucks would have been given. They tear gas in the whole fucking place. Burn this motherfucker down. We gonna end this right now. Yeah, that's my feeling on that.
Okay, we'll see. We'll come back to it.
We'll come back to it. I don't think I'm moving, Rich. I'm just going to be honest.
All right, so while we're waiting on that, outside of that dumb shit, have you heard about this other dumb shit in Memphis, Tennessee? The grandmother who was transporting the kids in dog kennels?
I saw you post this one.
Nigga.
There was an actual picture, so I know she's white.
Oh, yeah.
So that would have been my first guess on that one, had that been guessed the ethnicity.
Man. Backstory. 62-year-old grandmother. First of all, her name is Lemoyne Cheeks. If my mom's name is Lemoyne Cheeks, hey. I don't trust you. I'm not trusting you, my kid. Your fucking name is Lemoyne Cheeks.
You gotta be a stripper.
Bruh, Lemoyne fucking Cheeks.
But I guess if you white, Cheeks might not. All right, whatever.
Yeah, so they out of Memphis, Tennessee. She's watching the kids for the day.
Nigga, does that not sound like the perfect like stripper setup? Lemoyne Cheeks out of Memphis, Tennessee. Coming to the stage right now. Get your dollars ready.
Bruh, that shit is crazy. Right, so she's watching the kids for the day or whatever. So she picked up the kids or whatever. And apparently she just got too much stuff in her car where there's no space. But she got two big ass fucking dog kennels in the back behind the lift gate. Fucking open up the trunk like, yo, just get in the kennel. Why not just take the fucking kennels out?
Bet. She could have done that. You know, this, I don't want to defend the bullshit. Like, this obviously was foolishness and she should have known better. But I bet money them kids wanted to get in them kennels. I bet money they was like, yeah, grandma, we'll ride in the kennel. Like, they, I remember being a kid and like certain shit seeming fun that shouldn't have seemed like that. If you asked me to do a nap, like, you know, what was wrong with you? I bet you them kids was like, I bet you that they lobbied for it.
The motherfucking kids was that dumb to be like, I want to get in the kennel. As an adult, you going to be like, I'm about to drive you around hot as Memphis in a kennel?
She should have known better, but I bet you.
There was no AC. They was in there for like 45 minutes sweating and shit. The little girl jumped out the kennel. She motherfucking couldn't even walk straight. Nigga. Nah.
All right. It's not funny. Like, bad things happening to kids is not funny. But I bet you they signed up for it. I got a feeling them kids was like, yo, we get to ride in the kennel? Bet. I'm telling all my friends about
that
this.
That shit was dumb as fuck.
Oh, it was dumb as fuck. Lemoyne Cheeks out of Memphis, Tennessee.
All right, give it up for one time. I got a segue real quick because it's not funny, but it's funny. So the guest of ethnicity, like I said, he got the kids hostage.
Right.
He's been since 11:45 last night. So I'm still watching the live footage.
Oh, this shit is still going on?
This shit is still going on.
Absolutely white. Bet.
Shit's still going on. They got multiple camera angles, and the whole thing is just live, so you can see everything that's happening. People keep forgetting that the cameras are rolling and it's live. The fucking news lady is standing here scratching her back with the microphone. The cop keeps running. This cop, he's fucking drinking Coke and eating a bag of Pringles, can of Pringles. And then there's two other, a cop lady right now walking around in a pair of shorts. It looked like she flirting with the other dude. He's like, yes, I'm going to be at your house at 9:30, 9:30. When this is over, 9:30, 9:30.
So once again, just off the fact that there's media coverage and cops seem to be mad nonchalant with Pringles and Coke, gotta be white. Like, the media, if the media coverage was there and this is a family of color, everybody's tense because we waiting for the mass murder. Like, if you there and you, like, scratching your back with the microphone, y'all chilling, playing Parcheesi and shit, it's got to be white. I got to triple down on my original guess. These are not people of color.
You positive about that? I give you more information.
What information you got, Rich? Give me something that's going to change my mind.
I can tell you where it happened at.
All right, let's start with that. Where are we at?
Orlando, Florida.
White. All right, keep going. What else?
All right,
you got?
I bet. Would you still think he was white if you knew that? So I can tell you this. It does not sound meant much. This man is 35 years old, and he has quite a lengthy criminal record
in Orlando, Florida.
His record comes from outside of Orlando. He's been fucking popping shit all over the place. He got a criminal record. You just traveling and fucking up and hiding out.
And again, like, for a minute there,
35 with a quite lengthy record.
For a minute there, like, the racist in me wanted to be like, oh, you know, lengthy record. Black people commit crimes and shit. Nah, white people commit a lot of crimes. And then, two, it just quadrupled down my position that we talking about a person with a lengthy criminal record that they still haven't shot. White.
All right, so you're going to stick with it.
Cool whip. White. Yes.
Okay. We'll come back.
We'll come back.
But a few more minutes.
You got to give me something convincing. Criminal record. Yeah, you know, I don't know.
All right. So question for you. And I'm laughing, but because I feel like you're going to have a good response to this one. Being the music connoisseur that you are.
Yes, I am.
I feel like you're going to have a good response to this one.
All right. What we got?
So, we all know Kanye's grinding out. We all know Kanye out here, he about to produce and drop all these albums, all these seven track albums. Dropped Infrared for Push.
Yeah.
Came back and he dropped Ye for himself. And he came back and he had that that double album that him and Cudi put out.
Yeah, you forced me to listen to it.
And he got Tiana and Nas still coming up.
Yeah.
So you heard Infrared.
I heard Infrared.
You heard Ye.
No, I have not.
You haven't heard all of Ye?
I have not listened to any of it, and no plans.
Got it. And then you heard, we heard.
I heard a couple tracks off the, Kids Seagulls.
Kids Seagulls. All right, so. I'm laughing because I read it online and niggas is like, Kid C Ghost is the best out of all of them so far. I want your opinion. What do you think about Kid C Ghost?
Again, man, like, I cannot stress this Emperor's New Clothes shit enough. Like, you and I sat and we attempted to listen to it. And there was just nothing compelling about it. There was nothing interesting in it and like draw me in. The only excuse I can give as for why people are receiving this music this way is because we've been so starved for anything mainstream that's of any sort of quality. Like right now, I just feel like they're way better projects. Like if your ears to the street, like there's no way I'm listening to Kids See Ghosts while there's a Styles album out, while that damn J. Cole album is still banging, you know, the Pusha album, who else dropped? Even the fucking Arian Foster album. Like, Arian Foster dropped a better album than what I heard from Kid C. Ghost so far. Former NFL dude that took a lot of shots to the head, dropped a better album, in my opinion, than what I've heard from Kid C. Ghost. We got the Knife Wonder, Black Thought. You know, we got Common and Robert Glasper. Like, we got some legitimate, like, heavy hitter, artistic, beautiful hip hop albums out right now. I can't get lost in the Kanye hype. Like, and I'm, you know, my stomach is especially turned because all this comes on the heels of him saying, you know, the dumbest shit of all time and people rationalize it for him. Then he came back and, you know, blamed it, so to speak, on his mental illness. And nobody has addressed the fact that you had these millennials and these teens going hard on slavery as a choice because you said it, and now you back down off of it, and nobody got anything to say at this point. So I'm in my feelings. You can hear it, but mm-hmm. Better music out there. Like, we sat and listened to it. We tried to listen to it, and I just wasn't impressed. I'm a pusher.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Yeah, I'm a Pusha fan because Pusha has bars. Like, I listened to that album because it was straight bars, and I definitely did big up the production. That's all Kanye. I'm definitely excited for Nas's album. I will be listening to that, even though that's going to be all Kanye. I'm curious about Teyana Taylor. It's Teyana Taylor, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't really think I know any of her music, but I've seen like her performances and shit. Definitely got some curiosity there, so I probably would listen to that. But I wouldn't have listened to the Kids See Ghosts had you not forced me to listen to it. And I still ain't going to play the Ye album. That's flat out. Fuck y'all.
I got to laugh again. That shit is crazy.
I just don't, it's the best by, like, the other two albums have barely had time to live. Like, of course, if you heard something and then you hear something new, your initial reaction is the new is better than the old. But they barely had time to breathe. Like, Pusha album is still brand new.
Every Friday.
Once again, you know, it's one of my favorite Roots albums. But the beginning of the album, they like, you know, hip-hop music is not, we don't even maximize the potential as a product, more or less art. You got product in the street right now. You've already, you know, overshadowed it by another project. Then you're about to overshadow that project. Then you're about to overshadow that project. By the end of it, everybody's going to be saying Nas was the best one. Guaranteed. My prediction right here. And it's probably going to be the best one. You know, him and Pusha might have a fight out for that one. But I guarantee you everybody's going to be like, Nas was the best of the five. Just because it's the newest. So, whatever.
It's because, I don't know, I fuck with Nas more than all the rest of them, but...
I mean, it's Nas. Don't get me wrong. I believe it's going to be the best, but I think people going to say it's the best regardless.
Because it's going to be the last one. It's going to be the last one.
All right, let's get back to this nigga with the standoff.
I was going to say, I got another topic, but before we go there... All
right, yeah, I called him a nigga. It's not a nigga, it's a white man.
I want to go to the nigga with the standoff.
The white man in the standoff.
Are you sure? Positive. I mean,
I've been wrong before. I'll be wrong again, but it's no way I can back down from this one. It's no way. This dude is still alive. They got cameras outside the house. Like, nobody is afraid to catch a homicide live on TV. White.
All right. So, I mean, all right. I can tell you one more hint. I can tell you what his name is to see if that sways you.
Come on with it, Riz. Come on. If it's not Amadou Diallo, this motherfucker is white. I swear to God. Go ahead.
His name is Gary Wayne.
White.
Lindsey.
White.
Junior.
White. Yeah. Gary Wayne Lindsey Junior. First of all, I don't believe there'd be one black man with that name, and I do believe if a black man had that name, he wouldn't pass it down. White.
Nah, you're right. He's. I gotta send you this nigga picture.
He is stark raving white. I know this all the time.
I just sent you the. If you see his eyes, nigga. First of all, how does he have a girlfriend? How does he have kids? If you see this nigga face, his face looks like a nigga that kills niggas. He looks like he kills niggas.
Man, I'm waiting for it to come up. The way my internet works. Is one thing at a time, but let's see. Gary Lindsey Jr. I just knew, like, it's no way. Oh Jesus, yeah, come on, come on. That's like the poster boy for serial killer. Like, no, like if somebody said describe a dude that's gonna kidnap some kids and hold them hostage at gunpoint with the cops, I think that's the picture I would draw. That's him, yeah. I feel vindicated.
You look crazy as fuck.
I feel vindicated. But this was not about the crime. Like, I did not guess the ethnicity based on the crime committed. I guessed the ethnicity based on a response from authorities.
Yeah.
That's the world we live in.
That was my thing. That was... Woosah. It's crazy, but I would have done the same thing. Like, as soon as they said... standoff, I was like, oh, that's it. And the fact that it was actually ongoing media coverage,
right? Like,
just like you said,
they
would have guessed. Man, that, what was that? What was the girl's name that they killed? Remember the girl?
The woman
who wanted to be independent and she was in her house.
Oh, okay, yeah, I remember that one. Yeah. You see how you that know, turned out, right?
Yeah, they were just like, fuck it, we gonna barge in. There was a kid in there.
Hey, didn't the kid get hit?
They was like, nah, we gonna barge in. They fucking burst in with shotguns and all the types of shit. Nah, they was like, fuck it, you're right.
Nah, there's no way that the media is there and comfortable, like, not nervous that they might catch the horrific murder of a man and children on television. Like, there's no way, nah. I mean, yeah. That's sad facts, people. Sad facts. I guess the ethnicity on that one based purely off the response by the media and authorities.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to do with the crime. Nothing to do with the rap sheet. He tried to throw me off with that shit. He tried to throw me off with the rap sheet. Nothing to do with it. Like I said, all of it just reinforced what I was thinking. Oh, it's the dude, and he got a criminal record, and they still ain't shot him.
Mm-hmm.
Guarantee you. I feel good now, Rich. I appreciate that.
Man, that shit. Woosah, that shit was crazy.
Let's see. What else we got? We got anything? All
right, so this last one. I don't know. Some people, I feel like, wouldn't find it an issue.
I'm about to go on a rant with this. I'm going to go on a serious rant with this.
For some reason, like, this shit just, like, it literally fucking bothers me. So I posted this shit in a group earlier. I saw it on Facebook, and then I Google it so I can make sure like it wasn't some more fake news and shit. But apparently, tons of stores have baby daddy cards for sale. And for me, I think I would feel a way if I was gifted a baby daddy card for Father's Day. Right. And I would feel a way if I was gifted it any day, especially fucking Father's Day. And, you know, I get that's what some people are. They look at themselves as a baby daddy. The spouse looks at them as a baby daddy. But for some reason in my head, it's just such a negative connotation surrounding that. Like, if the mother of my children and I split, I'm not going to run around calling her my baby mama. Like, that's the mother of my children. Like, it is what it is. That's the mother of my children. She has her... The negative connotation of it and the fact that people are so... It's happy about it or easygoing with that phrase, it just pisses me the fuck off.
I'm gonna go a couple ways with this, and Rich, you might know where I'm headed because this has been like an ongoing theme that I think I've run into for the last couple weeks. It's been eating away at me. But one, it's no reason for it. A baby daddy, it's a father, like, and it's Father's Day, so it's no reason to come up with a different. You know, a different distinction for it. They just call him a father. Like, there's no point in going to baby daddy. I don't believe, and somebody can correct me if I'm wrong. I don't believe people would accept it with open arms if we had baby mother's cards on Mother's Day. Like, I just don't see it flying over. I don't see it, you know, going over that well if you were to do something like that. A baby mother or your baby mom's is a mother. Like, there's no reason to say it another way, especially a way that has any sort of negative connotation. You know, exactly, you know, to your point, Rich, a baby daddy is a father. There's no reason to come up with a different wording for it on Father's Day, especially if that wording has a negative connotation. But what I think the deeper issue here is that over and over again, we see that when a group of people is wronged, or a group of people is, I don't even want to take it that far. I'm just going to speak specifically to this situation. I believe we've reached a point where, because of whatever male privilege is, because of whatever's perceived as toxic masculinity, because of the fact that women have been oppressed, women are faced a certain amount of threat of physical violence and sexual harassment and sexual violence. I mean, all of these things are clear. I think Louis C.K. once said it, and that's a horrible example, but Louis C.K. once said it, like, the biggest threat to men is, like, heart disease. The biggest threat to women is men, you know, and I get that. But we've gotten to a point now where it is completely okay to trash men, to trash masculinity, to trash anything that people identify with, whatever this, you know, this perception of this evil oppressive male figure. It's so easy and so acceptable to be negative, to throw dirt on men right now, that something like this flies. It's like, something like this is cool, something like this is funny. And you can't really do the same thing. I had someone today, I posted, you know, something from Bill Burr. And, you know, Bill Burr is known for just saying what the fuck he feels and saying it, like, rather angrily. But Bill Burr, I think the joke that really caught me was, you know, he said he was dating this chick that was a feminist. I said chick, and that's going to get me in trouble. But he was dating this girl that was a feminist. And they had the argument. She was like, you know, tell me why men make $1 more an hour for the same job. And he said, I'll tell you why. Because if for some reason we end up on the Titanic, you and the kids get to go first while I got to stay and sink with the ship. And that's the harsh truth. That's I'm not saying that's a reason why women should make less, because no, we should all make the same. But what I think it points out is that there's a lot of things that go with being male, being masculine, being a man, that aren't the pros that everybody sees or the pros that everybody wants to keep pointing out. I really am not sure that, and this is going to get me in a lot of trouble. I'm really not sure that women really want everything that comes along with being a man. So if you think we get paid more, and I understand you want to even that up, that's great. We need to do that. You don't want to be raped and harassed. That's absolutely right. Everybody has the right not to be raped and harassed. We need to work on that. We need to make that right. But do you also want it to be socially acceptable for you to get hit in public? Do you also want it to be socially acceptable for you to die, you know, while the other genders go free? If for some reason there was a fire and the man got out and the women and children died, you know, how do you think they're going to look at him?
Exactly.
If there's a fire and the women and children get out and the man died, oh, he's a hero or, you know, whatever. But if he gets out and they didn't, it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I don't think people think about that all the time. It's socially acceptable right now to just talk as much shit as you want to about men. We get hit. We can get hit in public. If a man says some off the wall shit and another man punches him in the face and knocks his teeth out, you're going to laugh. You're like, he deserved that shit. He shouldn't have said it. It can't go the other way. I'll give you this scenario and then I'm going to get off this because I'm digging a serious fucking hole for myself right now. I'm going to give you this scenario though. Woman comes home 3 o'clock in the morning. Now, let's do it the other way. Man comes home 3 o'clock in the morning. His wife is there to greet him. She says, "Where you been?" He says, "I've been at work all night. I'm sorry. My phone died. I would have called." She slaps him in the face. "Nigga, don't lie to me." All right? How y'all feel? Let's reverse it.
Exactly.
Woman comes home 3 o'clock in the morning. Husband approaches her, says, "You know, where you been?" She says, "I've been at work all night. My phone died. Sorry." Smacks her in the face. "Don't lie to me. I ain't even going to say the words. You know, I don't like the word." Now, how do you feel? So just understand. Mm-hmm. Understand that when you talk about this perceived privilege and everything, that there's... they only talk about the positives or whatever they think men receive unfairly. You know, they don't talk about the fact that there's a lot of judgment and a lot of pressure and a lot of things that happen, you know, to us purely because we're men. We just have to take it. So I'm saying if you want to even it up, let's even it up all the way across the board. I'm not against evening it up. I just say even it up all the way across the board. Stop talking about us like we the worst shit that was ever invented. And understand that everybody has a fault at here. Everybody plays a part. And everybody sort of benefits from it in some corner, sort of way. All right? So that's... I'm waiting. Send it to me. Flan@whatistws.com. Send me your hate mail. I understand. I'm in my feelings tonight. I'll probably have to recant some of this shit, but... there you have it. Woo! All right, okay. Rich. Lighten the mood, Rich.
Woo! Woo! I don't think we can follow that one, but yeah, I felt some kind of way. Like I said, and then I did see the Bill Burr post, and I just
I said, so they had the thing about what Issa Rae and Insecurity. They're gonna focus on toxic masculinity this season, and that is cool. That is cool. Issa Rae is a woman. I definitely expect, you know, if she's doing a show, that issues that are important to her or issues that are personal to her come out in her art. I asked the question just out of curiosity: is there such thing as toxic femininity? And Rich, do you want to tell him the response that I got? Do you want to tell him or should I tell
him? Go ahead. This is going to be funny when you do it.
I was told, yeah. And it lives right next to reverse racism. That's how people feel about toxic femininity. They feel like, you know, because you know how people feel about reverse racism. It doesn't exist, or it's, you know, it's a myth, or it's impossible. You know, I think we're in a situation now where, yeah, people feel like it's that femininity by nature is a positive, beautiful thing, and that masculinity by nature is an ugly, grotesque thing that needs to be controlled and put in a box and done properly, or it's wrong. And I'm not saying that either is great, and I'm not saying that either is bad. I'm just saying let's be equal. All right. Man, I was watching The Minions before I came in.
Man, that was a good movie.
That was a good movie. Yeah.
That was a good movie.
Speaking of feminism.
Oh, shit. So The Minions are feminists. Well, I mean, technically, because there was a lady boss.
I mean, yeah, we had a lady boss. Like, she was like the greatest criminal of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we seen what Gru can do. He's a bumbling idiot. You know, she was awesome at her job.
Mm-hmm.
Take it into the cartoon. Come on, you're not. I'm trying to get out.
I'm sorry. It's funny as fuck.
Yeah.
But no, we don't got a lot more of. I want to mention this one before we leave. Actually, it's two things I want to ask. I probably shouldn't mention the second one. And so it's this one I want to mention. That post. If you're a part of the group, we have a TWS group. If you go to the website, if you follow us on Twitter, Facebook.
What is TWS.com/FB for Facebook? What is TWS.com/FB? We'll take you directly to the group.
Man, thank you, sir. We're in there all day. As outside of promoting, we always trying to post some good content, get some stories going, and we always have some pretty dope debate and conversations going on. My partner posted a video with a voiceover of these two Asian babies sitting on a potty. But I'll be damned if that conversation is not some shit that we'd be motherfucking talking about.
It was
I watched that shit like three times.
Excuse me. It was a Gerber banana versus...
Yeah, versus mango.
Versus mango. You gonna sit here and dead ass tell me that Gerber banana is not the greatest baby food of all time. Like, it definitely was a conversation we would have.
And what's crazy is it reminded me of a conversation that I have, because we went off on a tangent, me and somebody one time, off of applesauce. And what's the better applesauce? The plain applesauce, the applesauce with the cinnamon, or she said the mango applesauce. It was a whole tangent. And I was like, you can dead ass have a whole weird ass motherfucking conversation.
It's certain
some shit like that.
It's certain words where like your New York accent just comes dead to the forefront, and applesauce is one of applesauce. Put that sauce. Put some sauce on it. Here's my question for you. I wanted to ask this to the group. Watching the video, which baby was who? Are you the banana baby or you the mango baby?
You know what? I feel like I would be in the mango baby.
You the mango baby.
And you would be the banana baby. Just because of... I feel like both of us can argue them either way and win this debate. But what set it over the top was when the banana baby was like, are you serious? You going for mango? Mango going to have you shitting and all shit like that? Like, that was like a fucking flan... Like, are you gonna pick this motherfucking mango? You just gonna be sitting on the motherfucking toilet all night. That's just what you gonna do? That's what you gonna do. Okay, cool. Like that was a fucking
yeah, the mango baby was like, where's the facts though?
Bro,
but where's the facts? You talking all these where's the facts?
Know, that was a definite yeah. Plan line. That shit was funny as fuck.
Yeah, head to the Facebook group if you get a chance and check out
what is TWS.com/FB. We got some good conversations and topics going on in a year. You won't regret it.
Yeah, anything you hear in the show, it definitely goes down in the Facebook group. There's way more opinions. Pause. Definitely, it's way more opinions. We actually do have some female representation for now. I don't know if we will after this episode goes out. But
man, man,
I love my job. I love my job.
Woosa.
Saturday the 16th at Hanover's 2.0.
We in there. Like I said,
the Gervais album release party.
Yep, our brother brother Brandon, brother Teach, head of Encore Entertainment, like I said, has these parties every Saturday. Encore Saturdays in conjunction with Hanover's, and the parties are always what the kids saying, lit. The parties be lit. old school, off the chain. So but nah, they be fun, all types of food and drink specials. Like, I've never had a complaint. Like I said, we was out there for the Brandy concert, the Raheem Devon concert. Homeboy was behind the Essence Fest. So he's really doing his thing up out here in Austin. And it's always a good time. So shout out to Brother Teach. Shout out to Encore ATX and Hanover's. And TWS will definitely be in attendance for this event. Shout out to Gervais. We're looking forward to hear your soulful melodies this weekend.
Yeah, man. Y'all got to come out there. I guarantee you. They gonna put the pussy on the chain wax. Nah, I've been waiting to say that.
Wait, hold on. Put the pussy on the chain wax?
You don't remember that from from Key & Peele?
Nigga.
They was trying to come up with a new joint, like pussy on the chain wax. Like, yeah, all right, that's all right. I just wanted to do it one time. Just well, so I can say
you,
I did
you
it.
You heard it here, folks. if you want to see the pussy up on the chain wax, come out to motherfucking Hanover's on Saturday the 16th.
Hey, scratch it off my bucket list. No. All right. I think that's enough for one episode. As always, we appreciate y'all rocking with us and dealing with this ignorance. Ladies, I love y'all. I love each and every one of you, and I wish nothing but the best. I just want you not to hate us so much.
Man.
And with that said, until we speak again, be safe and be the light.
Peace.
Peace.